Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason Mackey must have heard me debating that with Greg Brown yesterday or 2 days ago, or he's just a smart baseball man who covered baseball for a number of years at the Post-Gazette and has now been promoted to columnist. Jason, there has to be a better reason than the veteran pitcher always starts the early game when it's a doubleheader, right? That can't be. That's the way we've always done things, so that's the way we're going to continue to do things, and that's why we didn't get a game that the entire baseball world would have been watching right now.
I mean, there's another reason, Andrew. It's not a good reason, and I don't agree with it. I mean, you're trying to win a game. You're trying to win a game.
You're settling for a split. You're going in there and saying, hey, we're 29-46 instead of trying to win two because we're horrible.
Tarik Skubal. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's a good explanation. I'm just saying there is one. I hate it. I'm right with you, man. I hate it. I think it's ridiculous.
So we're in last place. Let's concede a game.
Yeah, basically. You're happy with the split.
Yeah. You know what? If you're in first place, so be it. But you're not. You're in last. Anyways, that grinds my gears, but I don't want to. Why? You want to say more about it? Go ahead.
No, I just think it's a failure within baseball, too. Like, you're not thinking enough about outside of your little world. I mean, come on. Donnie Kelly and A.J. Hinch know each other well. Like, it should be a conversation, even. Like, hey, let's put on this show. Let's do this.
Agreed.
And anyway, I'll let it go, too. It makes me mad.
Jason, you also covered the Penguins for a long time. I have to ask you this question. We know that Kyle Dubas has tacitly alluded to the idea that there's a rebuild going on. The head coach, Muse, said at his introductory press conference that they're a team in transition. So, and we also have Dubas saying, I'm not trying to build a team that's going to sneak into the playoffs, a la the Steelers. I'm going to build a team that's actually built to contend. What would happen if Connor McDavid actually was available in a trade this offseason, though? What would you do then?
I mean, it wouldn't fit with what they're saying. Me personally, I don't know how you don't, right? Like, how do you turn away Connor McDavid?
I'm asking you to try to get in their minds. Exactly. Does Kyle Dubas at least try to put a package together for him?
No, I don't think he does. I don't, because I think what Kyle has, the direction that he's taken, it is 180 degrees opposite. He wants to build from within. He wants to stockpile assets. He's not going to do this immediately, and I don't think one Connor McDavid suddenly makes them a really good team. It makes them a better team, makes them a playoff team, but it doesn't make them a complete team. I think they'll probably stay the course. Is that the right move? I don't know. I have a hard time passing on Connor McDavid, but I don't see them going that direction, no.
So if we find out McDavid isn't going to re-sign and the Oilers don't want to lose him in free agency, you're saying you don't think the Penguins would pursue him at all?
That's correct.
Wow. All right. Well, let me ask you this. I know it was not the Post-Gazette that reported this. It was your friend Josh Yoey who said preemptively he's heard that Malkin is going to play out one more year here. And then he's going to either retire or play somewhere else in 2027. Where do you come down on getting, you know, just the thought that the Penguins would get that word out before Malkin's final season? What would be the point of that, in your opinion?
I mean, I guess to set up a retirement tour. And I want to be careful with this, Andrew, because Josh is a friend of mine. I like Josh. I have a lot of respect for Josh. I sort of assumed that was happening. I think a lot of us did. Why would the Penguins bring Malkin back? That doesn't make any sense. His game's in decline. You have to sign up for another contract. They're in the middle of a rebuild. That just doesn't line up for me. I assumed, heard, whatever, he would probably go back to Russia after this season. So, again, I'm not trying to criticize Josh's reporting at all. He should run his own race. But, like, I never got serious wind that he was going to be back. And you know what kills me? This is a reason the Penguins should have more urgency than they do. That Evgeny Malkin is stepping away from hockey very likely after this season, unless something crazy changes. And they're just like, nope, we're going to slow play this. We're not going to rush to get back to the playoffs. Like, if that's another franchise and another franchise player, that team's doing everything it can to get back into the playoffs.
I actually like the plan, though. I don't trust Kyle Dubas to execute it properly. But I don't think they're close, and I would rather try to do it the right way than just put a Band-Aid or microwave it.
But
go ahead. Do you have a rebuttal?
I think you can do versions of both, Andrew. I do. With the cap going up, I think you can get out from under some contracts.
We've
I think
seen them try to do both for like 5 years under two GMs, and it hasn't worked.
Well, I mean, that's fair. I can't rebut any of that evidence. But you can get out from under Carlson. You can get out from under Jar. You have some picks. You can attach them to them, and you can spend money a little bit differently around July 1. It can make you markedly better while not mortgaging the future.
Jason, give me, in your opinion, the biggest move the Penguins will make this offseason. That can be a guy going. That can be a guy coming in. If you were to predict based on what you've seen and what you've heard, what do you think is the biggest move we'll see them make between now and the start of next year?
I don't think you're going to see any big names coming in. I will say this. It wouldn't surprise me if one of the bigger names that we talked about, like a Carlson or a Jari, that they're able to move one of those guys. I think that'll end up being the biggest move. I don't think it's more likely to move. I'll go with Carlson.
Well, he's got to play ball with that no movement clause, but why would he want to stay here given the transition that they're in and everything else?
Well, I mean, he can help a contending team. He can. There's enough offense there.
Or he
can
kill a contending team.
He'll help. That's true. The game will play.
Jason, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, brother. Take care, Pony.
There you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.